Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life that's less stressful and way more awesome. Ever feel like your inner voice is a bit of a grumpy critic? Like it's always there, whispering doubts and pointing out all the things you should be doing better. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And today, we're diving deep into how to turn that negativity on its head. We're talking about building a positive self-talk routine and reframing those pesky negative thoughts. Because trust me, your inner voice deserves a serious upgrade. Now, why is this so important? Think about it. Our thoughts shape our reality. When we constantly bombard ourselves with negativity, it's like living in a perpetual rain cloud. We start believing those doubts, feeling less confident, and even sabotaging our own success. But the good news? We can break free from that cycle. By consciously choosing positive self-talk and reframing those negative thoughts, we can unlock a whole new level of calm confidence and inner peace. So, how do we get started? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 game-changing strategies that will have you feeling like a total rockstar. 1. Catch yourself in the act. The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts as they pop into your head. You know, the I can't do this, or everyone else is better than me kind of stuff. Write them down. It's like catching a mosquito mid-flight. Once you see it, you can start swatting it away. 2. Challenge those negative beliefs. Okay, so you caught yourself thinking negatively. Now what? Time to put on your detective hat and investigate those beliefs. Are they really true? Or are they just old, unhelpful patterns from the past? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears that aren't grounded in reality. 3. Reframe with positivity. This is where the magic happens. When you catch a negative thought, actively try to reframe it into something more positive and empowering. For example, instead of thinking I am going to fail this presentation, try telling yourself I've prepared well and I'm excited to share my ideas. See the difference? 4. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer. Make it a habit to focus on the good things in your life, big and small. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the little joys that make life special. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, building positive self-talk takes time and practice. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just gently redirect your thoughts back to the positive. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer a dear friend. You know that feeling when you're putting on a presentation or going into an important meeting, and your mind is racing with doubts? Ever feel like you're about to trip over your own 2 feet because your inner voice is screaming fail, fail, fail? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that by practicing positive self-talk, you could transform those pre-presentation jitters into a sense of calm confidence and even excitement? It sounds crazy, right? But trust me on this one, it works. Imagine this. You're about to deliver your big presentation, but instead of feeling anxious, you feel centered and ready. Your inner voice is a cheerleader, reminding you of your strengths and past successes. You know your material inside and out, and you're confident that you'll knock it out of the park. That's the power of positive self-talk. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? 1, become aware of those negative thoughts and start challenging them. 2, reframe them into something positive and empowering. And 3, practice gratitude, it's a game changer. Remember, your inner voice is powerful, choose to use it for good. Go out there and rock your day. I want to hear about your experiences with positive self-talk. Share your stories on social media using the hashtag #TheStoicLifePodcast. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.